Part 1. Basic Principles. There is nothing like looking if you want to find something. J.R.R. Tolkien. Thorin speaking. The Hobbit. The ignorant reject what they see, but not what they think. The wise reject what they think, but not what they see. Huang Po. Sit down before the fact as a little child, and be prepared to give up every preconceived notion. Follow humbly wherever and to whatever abyss nature leads, or you shall learn nothing. T.H. Huxley. The aspects of things that are most important for us are hidden because of their simplicity and familiarity. Ludwig Wittgenstein. Chapter 1. Your Role and My Role. Long ago, the secret of transport turned out to be the simplest of all inventions, the wheel. Later on, the secret of mathematics turned out to be the simplest of all ideas, zero. In much the same way, the secret of the stress-free life turns out to be the simplest of all experiences. Simple to point out, simple to get, simple to share, simple to renew. As in the course of the next few pages, you will find out for yourself. Your job will be to observe three rules. The first is that you carry out the tests, the easy experiments I'm going to ask you to do. If you just read about them, nothing will happen and you will be wasting your time. The second is that you go by what you find, that you take seriously the results of the experiments. This means ignoring, at least for the duration of each test, things you have been brought up to believe and looking for yourself. It means starting from scratch and trusting your own findings. It means being prepared for the discovery that you are more fortunate than you had ever dreamed of. I shall tell you exactly how to carry out the experiments, but they are all about you, and the ultimate authority on you is you. Just do what I ask, take heart, and be open to yourself, and you can't go wrong. The third rule is that you realize your gains and make use of them. This means drawing on the anti-stress capital that is yours from the start. If you just let it lie there in the bank and refuse to write checks on it, so to speak, you will go on living the life of a pauper, and one who is all the more stressful because deep down he knows that his poverty is self-inflicted. In plain language, take advantage of your discoveries and be kind to yourself. Please do your best to observe these three rules. For my part, I will show you how to get rid of stress by a method that has five features. It takes no time to learn. At once you see what to do and how to do it. You can't do it wrong. The switch over to no stress is instant. Afterwards, if you think you have lost the knack, you are wrong. It has lost you. Your attention has been diverted. To dump stress, what a prospect! But even before we start on the job, this raises the question, if a life without stress means a life without problems, a perfectly peaceful existence, is this what I really want? Won't I be bored stiff or bored flabby with nothing left to stretch me? In fact, won't I just be exchanging the stress of the troubled life I live now for the worse stress of unrelieved dullness and ennui? This book takes care of and resolves the contradiction between our desire on the one hand for a peaceful life and our desire on the other hand for excitement and adventure. In addition to its main guarantee of instant access to the land of no stress, is the assurance that you will miss none of the challenges, the thrills and the spills of the land of stress. Does it all sound incredible? Much too good to be true, and as yet mere vague generalities? I agree. So let's get down to business right away, and you'll see what I mean.